Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Clothes. I'm sure they hold some kind of superpower. One moment they can make us feel on top of the world, the next they make us want to crawl under the nearest rock and stay there until the very end of civilization. I'm Susanna Constantine, and this is my Wardrobe Malfunction podcast, a little sanctuary where I talk to a very special guest about their relationship with clothes. We hear about their comfort blanket, their burial suit, and never leave without discovering their most humiliating wardrobe malfunction. Then it's the pyjama party, where you and I discuss your own clothing disasters. And I have to tell you, this week's story is an absolute belter. Please keep sending them in to help@mywardmal.com or find us at mywardmal. And now, let's get on to this week's guest. I first met her a couple of years ago when I took part in a TV show called The Great Public Humiliation, or Strictly Come Dancing as it's known to everyone else. I was voted out first, and she bloody well won. But I quickly forgave her, and I think she's one of life's genuine superstars. It's Stacey Dooley, the presenter, author, and documentary maker extraordinaire, who travels the world to bring us her groundbreaking, unflinching, and hugely important TV programmes. I love her, and I'm sure you will too. So let's grab the handles, open my wardrobe doors, and find out what's inside. My wardrobe malfunction with probably one of my favourite people in the world. Can you get that laugh? Do you know who that laugh belongs to? It's Stacey Dooley!
Clapping myself. Do you know, I've had the most eventful morning. So Susanna C and I sat on my sofa, and she's brought, obviously, you know, the guys that help with the podcast, and then two like sensational guitarists came in the flat and started singing Happy Birthday.
Because it is Stacey's birthday. Well, it is Stacey's birthday and it isn't her birthday.
My party tonight, yeah, and my birthday tonight. On Monday.
Yeah, but so we're having a little pre-birthday celebration.
And you got me a beautiful necklace.
And I got a little present because
very
I love her
kind.
Deeply.
So grateful.
Deeply, deeply, truly madly. And okay, so Stacey, the first thing is I want you to describe what you're wearing now, because clearly you've made an enormous effort.
Well, listen, I knew that a fashionista was coming to grace me, so I thought, let me really try hard and go to town. So I've put on black jogging bottoms, teamed with a black sweater.
Mm-hmm. Does that belong to Kevin?
Always flashy, never trashy. No, this is mine. The only size is oversized. Do you know, it's so funny. I always get messages off of like 55-year-old men on Instagram saying, why don't any of your clothes fit you?
Is it the men that do that?
Yeah, and I think, what's it got to do with you?
They're all pervs.
Let me live.
Yeah.
Let me live in my oversized cashmere.
Yeah.
So loungewear is really my thing.
It is your
also,
thing.
Also, I haven't washed yet, so.
Yeah, no, I can tell. I can
Sorry
smell.
About that.
I can tell and Susanna. I can smell. I haven't had a bath for 3 days, so. So you, when you were a child growing up, were you very much in the hands of your mum, Di? Or did you have your own mind on what you were going to wear?
I think when I was tiny, my mother used to put me in really horrendous gear, like, you know, sort of always quite themed. You know Ooh. What I mean? Like, I'd be dressed like a sailor or whatever.
No.
And like a big nautical bow or some nonsense. Like,
you're kidding.
No, I'm deadly serious.
No.
And I don't know why, because like we weren't fancy at all. I don't know. It was like, yeah, it was all a bit silly. And actually there was this one time when it was... you know, when you go fancy dress for like a kid's party or whatever. And my mother was like, oh, you're going to go as the Mad Hatter's table. As the table, Susanna,
okay.
right? So I sort of stood in the kitchen And it was like a big cardboard box.
Okay.
You know, like you're getting a big telly or whatever, like yeah. a big cardboard box. And she cut out a circle for my head and then two circles for my arms and then like glued like plates and cups
That's
all
so
around
clever.
Me.
I love that.
Well, yeah, but I sort of turned up to the do and everyone's like, what the fuck are you? And I was like, I'm a table. I'm a table. She was always sort of trying to go for it, but it never was executed that brilliantly.
So how do you think that's influenced the way you dress now? Is that why you are... Because
I sort of tend to not dress in cardboard so much anymore.
No, not so much cardboard or kind of naval gear. But because it's like your style now, to me, is it's very... And I don't know if this... I think it's probably by accident rather than design. But it's very unique to you. It is all these kind of, you know, oversized clothes, but good quality, apart from today, which is kind of something dragged out of the dog
Exhibit
basket.
A. What's really nice is it's bobbling as well.
Yeah, that's just gorgeous.
Yeah,
that's
sort of, gorgeous. It's nice to have a bit of texture, isn't
but
it?
But that is your... Is that because you're... Why do you do that? Is that because you want to hide your body, or is it just purely comfort?
Do you know what? I feel like, yeah, my style is definitely... relaxed and informal. It wasn't particularly thought through. I think just over the years it's evolved that way. And I think yeah. when I'm at work, often I'm in quite chaotic places, or, you know, sometimes I have to dress super conservative, or it's just not appropriate for me to be yeah. fancy or glamorous.
Yeah, but that's that I can understand. But it's like, you know, when you're out and about, or you're going to, you know, if you're papped or something and you're walking in the streets of London, or maybe you're going to something, yeah. you're still
yeah.
in that vibe.
So I think, yeah, unknowingly, I have now started to dress like that by choice. And I actually love it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel my most confident when I'm like casual, but in lovely gear that I can keep for years.
Yeah.
So yeah. I like spend a bit more, and I know that's a very luxurious position to be in. Like, I know not everyone can do that, but I spend a bit more and then I've got it for years, you know, and then I yeah. can just...
But then that's responsible buying, because
I'm trying to. I know,
because you buy good quality and then it lasts for longer and you're not, you know, chucking it out after
yeah.
a week.
And sustainability is like such a buzzword at the minute, yeah. but I have been trying to shop like that for a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, you know that more than anyone, because you kind of brought that to... people's attention when you did Blood, Sweat and T-shirts.
Mm-hmm. And that was, do you know, I was 20 when I did that. I'm 33 on Monday. So that's like 13 years ago.
Mm.
And I was aware of like the human cost of fashion. And then I did a film in like Kazakhstan and Indonesia looking at the environmental cost of fashion. Like, there was this at the Aral Sea, like all but disappeared because of like our insatiable appetite for cotton.
Mm.
Like, it's such a thirsty crop.
Do they grow cotton? Oh, that yeah. Indonesia, not in
Kazakhstan.
Do they really?
Yeah. And yeah, like this sea all but disappeared. And so like all these fishermen were like, fuck, you know, how are we supposed to earn a living?
Yeah.
It was really catastrophic for lots of families.
Yeah. And did you, so you got your kind of, your baggy look, saggy baggy look, which I think is very cool. And it's like, weirdly for my daughters, Esme and Cece, you're a bit of a style icon for them. I've tried really hard to steer them away from it, but they keep bouncing back.
Don't fucking look at her.
And they keep coming back, and it is that thing of what they do is they wear something really kind of scruffy with something really beautiful.
That's, yeah. And you know, so say for example, I'm wearing like a tracksuit, right? Then I really like putting it with like...
Your Gucci loafers.
Yeah.
Or like a Fendi bag.
Yeah, yeah. Or like a blazer, like a smart blazer.
Yeah.
So I look like riffraff. Like, I look like, is she taking the bins out? Yes, but she's also got an appointment with the BBC at 2 p.m.
Yeah, nice.
It's sort of like
it's
that.
Nice juxtaposition,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
isn't it? Stace?
Yeah.
Yeah. But did you ever dress in a slutty way?
Yeah, oh my gosh,
okay,
yeah.
Tell me, describe that to me.
So I had a bit of a phase. So when I was in Luton, when I was like a teenager, I was real tomboyish. So like Kappa tracksuits. And then when you start going out clubbing, you're desperate to look years older than you actually
yeah.
are. A, to get in the club, but B, to sort of flirt with the boys, whatever. Mm. So you wear like these terrible like bodycon dresses that I used to sort of rob from CNA or whatever, and then like padded bras that actually the padding wasn't even working because I was so flat-chested. So I would put like socks down there or like tissue or And I would go to this club in Luton called Club M. I was like 14, 15. I was,
oh my God, you won't get in now.
I know.
But do you ever get ID'd now?
No.
Because you do look incredibly young.
Oh, Susanna,
no, that's not a compliment.
Oh, it is.
It's the truth. You know you look young. Come on. You look like a sort of child.
Oh, I'll take that. I don't feel it. I feel 55 sometimes. There's nothing wrong with being near that age. But
fuck off.
Yeah. I do feel old. I have a neck. Poor old Susanna.
I know, I'm
really... neck because she's so old.
I've been asked too many blowjobs. It's like...
No, it's not that rock and roll, Susanna. Don't lie. It's nothing that exciting.
But my darling, so you mentioned that you're travelling around the world. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm really interested to know, and I do think this when I watch you, do you take a rucksack? Do you take a suitcase? And what is in that suitcase?
So funny that you're asking me this question. So I sat here the other day and I had Simon Reeves on.
Yeah, I love him.
In the
wasn't
background.
That good?
Did you see it? The one in Russia.
Yeah.
And I was watching it. And Simon's got this enormous rucksack nearly all the time. And I think, what's in the rucksack? Because I feel like we go to similar locations and we cover similar stories. But I have like a bum bag. And in the bum bag, I have like my phone, a chapstick, my inhaler.
Are you asthmatic?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
And that's it, really. I don't have a great deal with me.
Yeah, I know. But Stacey, you don't get on the plane with just that. So what
What's
take
in the
with
bag?
You? Yeah. So when you're going somewhere like really out of the way, and you're probably not going to see a shower, let alone a washing machine, how many pairs of knickers do you take?
Oh, I bring loads of knickers because at the start I used to run out and then have to wear them like inside out.
Yeah, I do that even now.
Yeah.
I'm at home. Yeah.
Sure. In the comfort of your own home.
Yeah.
Can't be asked.
No, but I've got a pair on now which are inside out.
But when I was back and forth, I was in Iraq a couple of times and there's nothing. I mean, it's all kind of, we were near Mosul, so it's been completely devastated. Everything's been ruined. You know, that there's no hotels, there's no guest houses. So we would like live on a roof. And, you know, you bring a toothbrush and, like, bottled water to do your teeth and baby wipes. Like, you sometimes just have to wear the same gear for, like, a week or so.
Mm.
I'm not asked that because I think everyone's in the same boat. Like, we're all a bit hanging, me, the producer, the director.
I would find that just so liberating. It's kind of like if I go somewhere and you don't have to be dressed up. For me, it's such a relief.
Yeah.
But I'm so happy wearing the same clothes every day for a week.
Yeah, I've gotten that. And do you know what I tend to do? I go through phases. So I haven't taken these joggers off, as you can see.
For how long?
For like, I've had them on for like a couple of weeks for sure. Like,
they are walking on their own.
But I try and not wash my clothes too much either.
Yeah. But I just figure if you have a shower or a bath, then your clothes aren't going to get that dirty.
Yeah, like how much are you sweating, really?
Yeah. Okay, so when you're in all that, you're lying on a roof.
Yeah.
With kind of, you know, mortars going off in the distance.
Yeah.
You have to have some kind of comfort blanket.
Yeah.
What is that?
Wherever I go or wherever, you know, if I'm somewhere really hostile with work or I'm somewhere really fancy with work, or I always feel myself... If I've got like a pair of gold hoops in, I know that sounds slightly ridiculous, but they're just my thing. Like they've become, I don't feel comfy unless I've got like gold hoops in. Isn't that completely?
No, I totally get that.
I don't know why. It gives me like instant confidence.
Yeah. It's, I'm like that with chunky gold rings.
Yeah.
It's like if I have those, then I think, okay, well, I'm not. I may look like a tramp, but I'm actually not quite living on the streets.
But do you notice, like, there was a post that was going around the internet the other day, and I can't tell you how many people, like, tagged me in it, and it was, you know, you can go from a 4 out of a 10 to 10 out of 10 if it's the minute you put your hoops in. It's so true. I just instantly feel better.
Yeah, it's a bit like putting your teeth in the morning.
Exactly.
It?
It's exactly the same. Yeah. But do you know what breaks my heart? Whenever I do my book tours or whatever, I go and sort of have chats with young girls and they're queuing up to get their book signed.
Yeah.
I often see that they've got like gold hoops in and they're wearing like loungewear and they've got like red hair, and my heart just swells. Like, I think... I love them. I just think that it's so adorable.
Have you cleaned your teeth this morning, by the way?
Can
I didn't think
see?
So. They're looking a bit furry.
But they're lovely teeth.
No, you've got beautiful teeth, but they are a bit furry.
I haven't washed my armpits.
No, but that's okay.
I haven't washed anything. I'm disgusting. I didn't know I was going to have all these guests. Otherwise, I would have been so fancy.
I didn't know I'd be entertaining today.
I didn't know I was going to be on show.
So, Stace, yeah. You know, fame came upon you quite drastically and quickly.
Mm.
Did you feel judged in your appearance then, or is it something you've never really worried too much about?
I think the older you get, the better you get at dealing with that. So when I was 19, 20, I sort of was suddenly on telly and you sort of pick yourself apart, don't you?
Yeah.
You think, oh my God, my skin's horrendous. Oh my God, my upper arms. Oh my God, I hate that outfit. Oh my God, da, 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 da. But actually you realise very quickly you don't have to do that because there's other people to do it for you.
Yeah.
And then as the years have gone on, I know this sounds very earnest and very kind of worthy, but you realise it's just so unimportant.
Mm.
You know, and people are really beautiful and really attractive when they've got something to say and the way they make people feel. And of course, I still indulge in fashion. I love fashion. It's like total escapism. But I understand, you know, it's not the priority.
Mm.
And I care much less. I really do. I don't give a fuck. I don't care what strangers think, because if I did, I'd never leave the house.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to do what I want to do, wear what I want to wear, you know?
And yeah. That's
where I am now.
Yeah. I mean, do you think you've kind of that sentiment and that way of thinking is because you've got the luxury of being, or the benefit maybe, of being so successful in what you do and so well respected for what you do that you can afford not to give a fuck about, really, about clothes?
I think...
being in the public eye.
And again, without sounding, you know, very noble, I think because of what I do for a living, I understand ultimately what's important, you know, and... the truth is, there are so many women around the world that have got so much fucking worry about other than, you know, Insta photos and kind of making sure you look the part 24/7. I'm just not fast.
Mm. But that's actually, that's what you just said is very interesting, because having seen, you know, the hardship that primarily women go through, the women that you focused on in, you know, Honduras and the Philippines and all over the world... I mean, how do you view people, the kind of Insta generation, who live their lives through Insta in terms of their appearance?
I definitely don't judge them, because I think that is their life and that is their world. Like, a really good example is Lil Saffron, the girl that just did Strictly.
Yeah.
So I spent some time with her because we were both doing the tour. So I was presenting the tour and she was dancing. And, do you know, it would be so easy to judge someone like Saffron, who is pouting all the time and posing, and she's always glamorous and always beautiful, her nails are on, da-da-da-da-da, that's how she earns a living. But actually, there's so much more to her than that. Mm. She's actually very considered, very, very compassionate. She's sort of really lovely with the other girls, and actually, that's just how she earns her money.
But it's, I agree with you, and she, I mean, I haven't met her, but she looks, and she came across really as the sweetest person, but it's a shame that that side of her, I don't know, I don't see her on Instagram or anything, but I don't know if that comes across, and whether she presents that about herself, because I think that's so important when you see that, you know, she's very bright, and she's doing bloody well, and, you know, hats off to her, but does she, you know, present that?
I think I've only just started hanging out with people who are like vloggers. Mm. Like, my first vlogger friend was Joe Sugg. And I think perhaps not everybody realises how much more they've got to offer than what they seemingly have. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they're so bright. And actually, it takes a lot for a young person to be very successful in an oversaturated market. I really have learned, actually, don't judge anyone, and you've really got to take people as you find them, because, you can kind of have these preconceived ideas, and then you sit down with them and you think, shame on you, actually, for thinking that way.
Because it's, when you look at someone like Joe, he works so, so hard.
He doesn't stop.
He does not stop, and, God, I admire that. You know, it doesn't matter what you're doing. And
such
I think
a talent
as
well. Like, yeah. Stuff he can't do.
He's singing,
you know?
He can dance. He's like, he is, I think, the next Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah,
he's amazing.
He he took over the West End as well. Like when he did Waitress, I think people were so kind of judgy, and they were saying, you know, why is this kind of YouTube kid being given this opportunity? Because actually he thoroughly deserved it. He auditioned like everyone else, and he brought an entire different demographic to the theatre that is painfully middle class. And I'm full of admiration. He's a great kid.
Yeah, he is. He's fantastic.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So, my darling, when you were appointed your MBE,
yes,
slightly bitter and twisted members. But yeah, on, fucking MBE kind of passed me by.
Susanna is so much closer to royalty than I am. That's why it's so hilarious that I'm the
one.
Yeah,
come on. Anyway, the irony. But what did you wear when you present? You were given that.
You know, I didn't go and collect it.
Oh, so, how could you have missed that, Stacey? So
look up there next to the drag race champagne. Yeah. You see that?
What, the scented candle?
No, past that.
What, the kind of baton thing?
I'm going to get it.
Yeah, get it.
This is the MBE piece of paper. I need to get it framed. So it says, grant of the dignity of an ordinary member of the civil division of the Order of the British Empire. Yeah,
with emphasis on the ordinary.
Yeah, I'll have to pull them up on that. But I was meant to go and collect the, you know, the kind of, what's it called?
Medal.
The medal. But I didn't have time. I was working and then I never kind of rearranged. So I must sort that out.
I mean, that is quite
mad,
amazing.
It? Yeah, I need to get a frame.
Yeah, you must do that. I can take it with me and get
you
it done
for you.
You
can take it and just scratch me out.
Put my name
and
there.
And just put your, just Tippex me out.
That's a really good idea. I think
and
I'll
then
do
just,
that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what has been your worst wardrobe malfunction, Stace?
Oh, I mean, where do I start? So many ridiculous outfits. I can't begin to tell you. I mean, Luton was a very kind of hazy vibe, sort of. I used to go down, like I've said, I'd go down the town dressed in the most ridiculous, like, bodycon outfits with, like, heels that I couldn't walk in, and, like, I'd be so desperate to keep with them that my feet would be blistered.
I can't imagine covered you in heels.
Oh, my
ever.
Goodness. And then I went through quite a kind of waggy phase where I would wear, like, you know, leather leggings and, like, a white t-shirt and a blazer. Ooh. Like, you know, kind of just not me at all. Like the last few years, I just kind of...
Your clothing is bulletproof now, isn't
it? Yeah. No, there was a moment when I was young, man. I was at my cousin's in Luton. We were on this estate and my cousin, who's not really my cousin, but she was talking to this guy and they were on the bikes, la 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 la, and it was really cold. But you know, at that age, you'll just stay out no matter what.
Yeah,
like, it
yeah,
could
yeah.
be sub-zero, it could be like -5, and you're so cold. And I was wearing tights and a skirt, and I remember shivering so hard. I know it sounds like I'm lying, but this is totally true. I shivered the skirt off, but I didn't realise. So I was stood in the fucking the tights and the skirt. And I was shivering and the skirt had come down. I had like little kickers, wedged heels. And I was just stood there and everyone was
and
laughing.
And you didn't realise that you'd
no,
shivered it down?
No, because it's so cold anyway. So, da, 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 da. And then like all the boys on the bikes were laughing. And I was like, oh, that's embarrassing.
Stacey, that's yeah. just amazing. And only
like,
you.
Yeah, and there was another time when I like wet myself in secondary school.
Mm.
So like quite old. And I had to take off my school trousers and wear my Umbro PE shorts on the walk home.
Mm.
Yeah, but like I was old enough to to know better,
secondary
really.
School. What? So you're like 14?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's quite old.
Yeah, that is quite old.
It's quite old.
You must have had. You did have a wardrobe malfunction on Strictly. I didn't. You get kind of hooked up someone with sequins. There was like a sequin clash.
No, I did have a lot of fashion situations on Strictly. You know what it's like, because they're so tiny. The outfits are so tiny. So actually, on the final, it was really funny. It was really looking like we weren't going to win, and I'd sort of totally accepted that. I was certain that Joe was going to win. So I was just having fun, and then we had to do the paso, which is kind of our best dance, really. And I sort of was really going for it, sort of bang, bang, bang with the skirt. And I flashed my to the whole nation. I think it was like 13 million people watching that night or whatever. And I was like, that's so embarrassing. I've just shown
your
my
little fan
my
fan.
Area. But luckily, you know, they're all built in leotards and stuff. So it was like, you could see the shape, but you couldn't see anything else. But yeah, that wasn't my kind of my proudest moment.
But that must have been kind of quick for someone who dresses kind of like a upmarket slob. be in all those
slob.
Sequins and those tight fitting clothes. How did that feel really uncomfortable? Or did you just kind of, was it like playing a role?
Yeah, I really loved it, actually. It was like total escapism. It was like, I really threw myself into it. And it was weird. Like, the shorter the outfits were getting, the happier I was. Like, you're sort of running about in a pair of, like, sparkly knickers and a little bra, essentially a bikini. And I loved it. I loved the music. I loved the dancing. I loved the outfits. I loved the feathers. Like, my samba dress was just next level ridiculous. It was so extra. And it was Carlton was a judge, you know, from Fresh Prince.
Oh, yeah.
He was a judge because Bruno was blah, 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 blah. And I came down the stairs in like this white leotard covered in white and purple feathers just everywhere. I looked like a fantastic drag queen. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, this is so, so over the top. I can't even cope. It was wicked. I know. I've got two of the outfits.
Have you? Which one do you keep?
I kept the paso dress. Yeah. I won in that. And the show dance outfit.
Okay. Did you nick those or were you given
them? I was given the paso and I nicked the show dance.
Yeah. I've always got. I nicked all the hair pieces.
Which I'll tell you what will happen now. My agent will get an email off of Strictly Wardrobe saying, can we have the show dance outfit back?
I mean, they're quite mean in that way. I would have thought, you know, it's a good thing. They recycle
everything.
Yeah,
they recycle everything. Yeah, I think I had like Debbie McGee's bra at one point because it had Debbie M in the cup.
All mine were recycled from Anne Widdecombe.
That's not true.
That's the absolute truth. They had to take the seams out at the side a bit of Anne's clothes. Is there anything that you hate wearing?
What do I hate wearing? I'll tell you what I find uncomfortable when you have to go and do like a magazine shoot and a stylist has picked out a load of clothes that aren't your vibe. And you don't want to seem ungrateful and you know everyone's got a job to do and you know they have a vision for what they need for their like editorial piece, but it's hard to feel confident when you hate what you're wearing.
And you never wear heels.
I rarely wear heels.
Can you walk in heels?
Yeah, I'm actually really good at walking in heels.
Are you?
I wore heels the other day. When did I last wear heels?
But Kevin, how much taller is Kevin than you?
He's a bit taller than me, isn't he? But he's not that tall.
Yeah. Are you conscious of that, wearing heels
Susanna
with him?
Me, Susanna and Kevin, just so you know, me, Susanna and Kevin all fell madly in love. We sort of became this very unusual trio.
Yeah, we do. We have three amigos.
Gravitated towards each other in the star bar. But he's a bit taller than me. But if I put a heel on, I think... Well, we're the same kind of height.
I can't imagine you in heels at all.
Really?
What would you wear with it? Because you can't wear... I mean, you can wear heels with tracksuit bottoms.
I sort of like
bottoms.
Heels with tracksuits.
Do you?
Yeah, I'll show you. I'll send you a picture.
Okay. And when are you happiest in clothes? And what are you wearing when you're... This is where you're happiest.
This is my... Yeah, I feel confident and I feel capable in like a really cool tracksuit, like a cashmere tracksuit or like a fancy tracksuit with like... a smart shoe or a smart jacket. So I look like, a casual, smart slob.
Yeah. So that's your go-to.
That's my, yeah.
That's your go-to look. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, my sweetheart. So you're very young, you're a child, but one day you are going to die.
I know. No, it's true.
Have you ever, or can you now please consider what you would like to be buried in? Okay, what would your burial suit be?
Jeez.
Or what would you like to be remembered for if you can't think of a burial suit?
I think I will just be lying in the coffin, naked, with an enormous pair of gold hoops.
Yes!
No knickers, no tracksuit, nothing. Just me and my hoops. Much in the same way. Do you remember Kate when she got drawn?
What
by
are you
Jack?
Talking about?
In Titanic.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And she's naked and all she's got is the fancy necklace.
Yeah.
That will be me, but with the hoops.
Superb.
Yeah.
So, Stace, who are your style icons? Is there anyone who you admire?
A long time ago, maybe 100 years ago, there were two women on television called Trini and Susanna.
Oh,
do you remember them?
Vaguely.
I loved... Was it Trini? I think I really... Hey, my side eye gods. Do you know, there's a girl who's from Denmark.
Mm.
We met for a moment a couple of years ago at the Copenhagen Sustainability Summit. And I've been perving over her for such a long time from a distance. And she's just so cool and she's very kind of effortless, but also kind of oozes like low-key glamour, like mm-hmm. she's so wicked, a girl called Peniel. And then we met for like a couple of seconds and I was genuinely a bit starstruck, which is so ridiculous, isn't it? I just thought, like, she's bilingual and she's got like a wicked little family and she rewears a lot of her outfits and I just thought, oh, you've really got it going on. I love Vanessa Paradis. I think she's really cool. Like when her and Johnny were together, I always look at old photos of them.
Yeah, because you got your similar...
I wish.
But your similar body shapes, your similar build. So the stuff that she wears, you could easily wear.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
Jodie Comer, I love. Like, she's a sweetheart. She's doing so well.
Yeah,
she's like
she is so scouse,
but like they're all going nuts for her in LA.
Yeah.
But every time I see her, like she came to one of my screenings and sort of the BAFTAs, but she's so beautiful, like her face, like... And she'll wear like tracksuits.
Yeah.
She'll always look kind of quite chill. But mostly like the Scandi girls that live in Copenhagen just kill me.
Yeah. Is there anything that, you know how we like to wear things that our partners or boyfriends or husbands hate? What does Kev hate you in?
Oh, so actually on the whole, he's always very sweet. He always says, oh, you look the part, Stace. And he really kind of entertains me if I've bought something new. He says, oh, let me see. Give us a twirl. He pretends he cares.
Yeah.
But there's this pair of sandals that I am completely in love with, like a real treat. Got them in duty free, the Chanel's, the Velcro sandals. And I was walking about the house in it, just so made up. And he was like, Stacey, they are so horrendous. It was like my nan, who used to take us to like Grimsby, Cleethorpes Beach or something, she had a pair very similar from Shoe Zone. And he was like, you could have just asked and I'd have hooked you up. He's like, you've just fallen for the branding. You're such a consumer. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, Kevin, let me live. He hates them. He really doesn't like them. He doesn't think they're sexy at all.
No, they're not sexy, but they're so comfortable.
But they're so cool as well. Yeah. Like, I just love them.
All right, darling. Well, listen, now I've got a little present for you.
Another one.
It's a kind of semi housewarming.
Another gift.
You won Strictly. You've got the glitter ball up there, which I thought you'd lost.
Yeah, someone pinched it at the Rapdo, but Kev got me another one made.
Oh, he's so sweet.
Breaks my heart.
So this is just to add to, so you can never, ever break free from the label of winning Strictly.
Strictly champion.
And it's beautifully wrapped.
This is my second gift off Susanna, I would just like
to say. Beautifully wrapped. That little tear there in the corner is deliberate.
No, of course, it's supposed to. So I can just look, because then I can just do this.
Yeah.
Do you see?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking brilliant! Do you know, I can put this up tonight.
Yeah, it's like you can have it. Get a ball, you can have a little disco in here.
Do you know what? I'm going to get some blue tack.
It won't.
A bit of sellotape.
Blue tack won't work. But when you get into, you move into your new place, your new place, and it is a second, it's like I nicked it off someone who had it already, so I didn't buy it. But and then you can hang it. So in your new place, I think it would look really great in the Susanna toilet or something.
Do you know what? It will, and I will, because you're looking at new places.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna have I'm gonna be like a proper adult. I'm gonna have more than two bedrooms, so I'll have loads of choices where I can put my ball.
Yeah,
my glittery ball. That's
glittery
so
ball.
Sweet
of you.
Thanks, girl.
Thank you to the sublime Stacey for allowing us to invade your flat. You were very hospitable and very long-suffering. And now, it's the pyjama party! And today, we've got a call I never thought I'd make. Emma?
Hello, Susanna?
Oh, Emma. I'm not going to lie, but your wardrobe malfunction, I think, is possibly the best. And I've been there. So will you please tell me what happened?
It was excruciating. So my husband at the time was running for Mayor of London.
So your husband is Stephen? Steve Norris, okay.
Yes. So, and have you ever been to the Winter Ball? It's this really sort of, it's the Conservatives' big ball they have at the beginning of the year where all the great and the good go.
Okay, I'd rather shoot myself in the left eye, but yeah.
So exactly. So Steve, we were going along. Steve was running for mayor. The election was that year. So there was slightly quite more attention on us than I would like to, you know, than normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put on this long black dress, and I thought, oh, I better put something in underneath to suck me in. So I bought one of those Spanx that sort of go from the top of your knee all the way up to just underneath your boobs.
Yeah, and Trini and I used to make them, magic knickers. Well, they were probably ours that you were wearing.
One of yours, anyway. And it had a hole so that you don't, because you cannot get it off.
So a hole, let's be clear now, a hole in the gusset.
So that you...
A gusset hole.
So that you can do a wee-wee without taking it all down.
Yeah.
So anyway, obviously, halfway through the dinner, I decide I need to go to the loo. So off I go to the loo, and I lift up my dress rather smugly, thinking, this is just marvellous. I just have to lift up my dress and sit down, and released myself. And I thought, that's very strange. There's nothing coming out. And then I felt this awful, warm, moist feeling going up my back. And I realised I hadn't checked to see if the hole was in the right place. And it clearly wasn't.
So
it all went up my back.
Oh, my God.
And it was just... And then in my panic, I was going, OK, you need to clench now and stop. And I couldn't because I was so panicked.
Oh, my God. So what did you... So you... Oh, hang on. OK, let me just... Take a deep breath here. So basically, you sat on the loo, you tried to do a wee through the aforementioned convenient little hole.
Yes.
You misfired.
Yes.
And all the wee went up your back.
Yes.
What do you do?
No, I sat there with my head in my hands, and I won't say what I was thinking.
I can imagine.
And I just thought, what am I going to do? Because I knew I had to go back out, because the leader of the party at the time, I think it was Michael Howard, was about to stand up and, you know, say how marvellous my husband was. And I knew I had to be there sitting next to him looking adoringly. And I thought, I've got to go back out. So I took it off.
What?
I literally... So I got undressed, took this soaking wet bit of Spanx kit off, put my dress back on, and went out there, Nicholas.
Oh, my God. But did the dress get wet?
Well, it was a little bit damp, but because it was black...
It didn't show.
Notice, and I had a little jacket that I just went and put on. But some poor person will have gone and found this soaking wet garment behind the loo, because I just wrapped it up and left it there.
I can't believe you did. It is literally the best. That is the best thing, because I think we've all been there. You know, anyone who's worn support underwear has been there in some shape or form.
Yes, well, I haven't worn it again.
I'm not bloody well surprised. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what, Emma? I love you telling me that. And it just illustrates how we can celebrate wardrobe malfunctions, yes, because they make the most brilliant stories.
Well, I know. And everyone I've told laughed hysterically.
I'm not surprised. Well, you and your Spanx are superstars.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank
and,
you, Susanna.
And bless you for ringing in with it. Thank you so, so much.
All right,
Emma. Take care.
You.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Big
Bye.
Kiss. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, we've reached the end of this episode. Still there? Then you must have liked it enough to give us a 5-star rating and review. Before we go, thanks to our magnificent house band Duo. Don't forget to find and follow them at Duo Guitar Music. Thanks again to the gorgeous Stacey Dooley. I love you. And of course, thanks to you for listening. Catch up again soon. Until then, my wardrobe is officially closed.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.